Hello, and welcome to the On Air with Mr. Griffiths podcast, from mind-blowing interviews to untold stories.
Way, man, I just want to say that it's an honor just to be able to have you come on today. It's such an honor knowing your family's history, but you yourself is very unique in your story. We talked briefly, and let's go back on it. You know, I'm a big advocate for mental health and suicide prevention, and you and I were briefly talking. You know, my goal with my platforms is just to utilize the following that I have to go against the grain, to show people that it's okay not to be okay, because one, myself, I realized that I would not be in the position I'm in today without those individuals. And what I try to showcase is the good, the bad, and ugly, man. Just to be transparent with everybody is my life. I realized that I had been through troubled trials and situations during my childhood, through abuse, through addiction, so on and so forth, you know. But the Ryan that I'm today is the Ryan that I want to project and showcase to these followers, that you can come from being dirt poor. You can go through the system. You can go through troubles and trials, but how you overcome those situations is what is the true meaning of life. And I've been in some of those tough situations, and I love just being able to promote that, like, hey, it's okay to be not okay at times. It's okay to go through it. I'm the type of person that I'm rooting for that underdog. I'm rooting for that addict to come through, because I realize a lot of people in today's society is counting those individuals out.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And it's going to take one at a time for us to all stand up and realize the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we're in a pandemic right now, and a lot of people are saying it's a pandemic in this country, but it's not. It's in the world. You know what I mean? People throughout the world are just killing themselves left and right, whether it be through mental health or drug addiction, alcoholism. And, you know, the reason why they're doing this is because they feel like they're alone. They feel like nobody loves them, nobody cares, and that's the path they need to be on. I know this because that's the path I was on for 27 years. From the time I was just a young boy to the time to the guy you see in front of you today, I've been sober for almost 5 years now. But
that's amazing.
Just about my entire life, I was on drugs, feeling sorry for myself, thinking this is the path I was given, this is the life I'm going to lead. And it took people really showing me that they loved me, that they cared for me, and just listening to me be a complete idiot for a long time.
Yeah.
And never giving up on me, for me to, you know, finally give in and go get help and realize that, you know, they were right. You know, it took me hitting rock bottom with the woman I love, and to go and, you know, I learned more in that little short 28 days in rehab than I did in 27 years of drug addiction.
Yeah.
That, you know, all you really got to do is give it to God and turn around and walk away, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's literally it. The fight may be different for everybody, but the outcome could be the same. And all you got to do is fight the fight, you know?
Dude, I couldn't agree more. And you said it best, you know, I'm a firm believer that God doesn't make mistakes, and we're all on the journey that we have in life. And throughout that process, you know, a lot of times people look down on those individuals that are going through addiction, that are going through mental illness, or on that verge of just contemplating life. And I'm the one to tell them that it's okay not to be okay. We all go through life. There's not one person in this world that's completely perfect. You know, we all have a story. We all have a journey, but it's how we overcome those troubles and trials and situations that we encounter. And you said it best yourself, you know, that support system is what I want to showcase, is because there's a lot of people that go through it. It's not just you that's in the addiction, but the family, the friends, and everybody that's supporting you along the way. Like you said, there were several people that just continuous and helping you, just showing you love until you got the help that you needed, you know?
That's the truth. I mean, I've been trying to figure out how to use my platform to help cure drug addiction. You know, I know it's probably not the music ain't the cure, but it could be the doorway to the cure. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because I've been always a strong believer. You can tell somebody something and they ain't going to hear it. But if you put it into a song and then you sing it to them, it's going to hit them like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to put a good message into my music. You know what I mean? On this last album we put out, or the last EP we put out, I had a song called Just Before the Dawn. And at the end of it, I put a helpline for drug addiction and suicide prevention and alcoholism and gambling addiction and all this stuff. And I thought we did a good job, and I know we did. And it helped change some lives. You know what I mean? And then I got to thinking, And I was sitting writing with my buddy Wes Schiff in a hotel room, and I was like, man, this is the next step. I need to aim this song at the support systems. You know what I mean? Because there's so many people out there who are loved by their family and friends who have just put their family and friends through so much that they've given up. You know what I mean? They're like, this guy is a lost cause, and they've walked away.
Yeah.
But the only reason they do that is because as drug addicts, we hide the good and the bad parts of our lives from our family and friends. We hide it from them.
Yeah.
So we leave all that for them to make up in their own minds. And that's the reason why they shut you off. Yeah. And you're thinking they're shutting you off because they don't love you. And that's not the case. They're shutting you off because they don't want to see someone they love kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm doing with the video on this song is I'm trying to show people the life of a drug addict that they live, not the one that you're making up in your mind. And I know this firsthand because I was a drug addict for a lot of years. And I'm hoping it opens up the hearts of people who have drug addicts that they love, who they've given up on. And it actually gives them a second chance to go back and show them that they love them. Because if they don't have your love, they ain't going to love themselves, and they'll never go get no help. And if they don't get no help, this problem's going to get worse. And if the problem gets worse, it's going to be on us. Because us as a society are the only ones who can change this. And that's all there is to it. I'm not trying to make a profit off of drug addiction. I'm not trying to make anything for myself. I'm trying to make my heart feel better about what I'm doing with my platform, and I'm trying to actually help people and families is what I'm trying to do.
Man, I can relate to that so much. And growing up in an addicted home and being physically and mentally and emotionally abused for the first 15 years of my life, it's music videos and songs like that that are going to touch and strike a nerve with a lot of people that make them realize that it's okay to go through those situations, but it's okay not to give up on people. Because I'll tell you for firsthand, as a kid and my dad being an addict, I watched it for the first 15 years of my life, but I also witnessed the movement and power of God when he was able to give his life to Christ 20 years later. And still to this day, you know, like, we have a phenomenal relationship, and I've really been able to witness those miracles that God can completely change somebody's life and turn it around if we're willing, you know. And it takes that support system, like you were saying, it's an instant.
That's the truth. I mean, it's not when you do it, it's whether you do it, you know.
Yeah.
You can happen all the way down to the end of your life. If you give your heart and your soul to God, he will be there for you, you know, and you'll feel it. It'll be a real thing. I feel blessed every day that I was able to overcome what I overcame, but I know I didn't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it took a higher power. It took my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to pull me through and make me the man I am today. And even the man I am today ain't the man I'm going to be in 10 years. Because I've got a mission in my heart and in my soul to make sure people know exactly what's going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up social media and all this stuff, you don't know what's real and what's not real. But I'm going to tell you what's real. There's a lot of people out there killing each other over nothing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who feel like they're not worth it when they are.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to really solve this problem. We need to be using music for what it can be used for. We need to be using acting for what it can be used for. Instead of generating profits, we need to be generating the return of souls. You know what I mean? Because right now we got a bunch of zombies walking around out there out of their mind because they don't think there's anything worth living for. And that's not the truth. I'm looking outside of my house. Well, right now it's storming, but this morning, and with the bright, shining sun was out, I was walking down the road with my daughter, and these pretty little flowers were blooming in everybody's yard. That's a beautiful thing that nobody's even regarding anymore because they're spending all day locked up in their house, and they go out at night to go find dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the way you're supposed to be living your life. You know what I mean? The way you're supposed to be living your life is not just for yourself, not just for a high. It's for the ones you love, your children, the next generation, because whether we do it to ourselves, this is what they say, I'm just killing myself. I ain't hurting nobody else. I'm only hurting myself. Well, if you're hurting yourself, you're hurting somebody, because somebody out there loves you. You have kids out there. You got grandkids out there. You got a life that people are looking at you doing this to yourself. And then they do that to themselves, too, because they want to be like you. You got to really, really take your life seriously, because whether you think you're hurting other people or not, you are. You definitely are. What you're doing to yourself, somebody's watching you do that. And somewhere down the line, somebody actually wants to do that too because they look up to you.
Right.
It's a powerful thing, man. It's life we're living. If you lead by an example, you're going to be a good example. If you got this mentality where you do as I say, not as I do, that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? That sounds good coming out your mouth, but it ain't the way the world works. It's monkey see, monkey do out there. you want people to do good and be honest, you have to do good and be honest. That's the way the world works.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, as I try to utilize my platform as a influencer, you know, I try to showcase the good, the bad, and ugly, because as still an active duty soldier, you know, people look, like you were saying, people look and people watch. No matter what you do, whether it's good or bad, there's always going to be somebody that's looking up to you. Like you mentioned, you know, you might think that nobody is watching. You might think you're only harming yourself, and you might think you're the only one affected by it, but I can promise you that you're not. There's little ones that are watching. Their eyes and ears are always on you. There's older, the generation, there's followers. Everybody right now is so fixated on social media, you know, and if we can just find a way to utilize it in a positive way, it can change the world. But there's so many people that's willing to feed off of the negativity and put out bad content and just do it for the views or do it for the monetization, like you were saying, and trying to turn a profit out here filming random negative stuff opposed to doing something good. If somebody with all these followers that they have are willing to just go against the grain and showcase that there's good in this world and it's not all bad, it would be life-changing.
It really would. I think we have a really strong movement happening in the mix, because I know quite a few people who feel the same way we do, who's really trying to make a difference out there, you know? Negativity has always been a strong force in this world. I mean, ever since the first news channel started, the first newscast, you know what I mean? People, they remember the bad stuff. You could do a million good things. You do one bad thing, that's what they're going to remember, is that one bad thing. And I don't know why it is that way, but it's the way it's always been. And I mean, it's just the way it is. But if people could just go out in the world and talk to people and meet people and get to know people, I'm telling you, even the worst people, there's something good about them. You know what I mean? There's something. There's something beautiful. There's that spark in there somewhere. You know what I mean? It just depends on how they've lived their lives and where they've been in their lives and what they've looked up to and what they don't look up to. It's just, it's crazy how we are as human beings. It really is. But I tell you this much right now. For me to be still sitting here today, sober as a judge, I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore. I don't put anything in my body that's bad for me. I go to the gym 4 or 5 times a day, maybe a week. And I live my life right. And I try to be a good father to my kids. I never thought I'd be this guy. I'm telling you this right now. The only thing that can explain that is the Lord above, because without him, I would not be who I am today.
I'm the same way. You know, when I was growing up and I was going through those troubles and trials that I encountered, you know, I didn't have that surreal moment. And maybe you can remember back to a moment that you had as well, but it wasn't until I got back from my deployment and I realized we take so much for granted nowadays in everything we do, you know, and it's just a blessing in disguise that we get to wake up each and every day. And I said it when I first launched my platforms, you know, I was really good. I was at rock bottom in my life. I was struggling with depression, PTSD. I was not looking forward to the next day. And I had that self-pity that maybe I should have died over there and somebody else could have came home, you know. But I realized at that very moment, if God is willing to wake me up each and every day with air in my lungs and a voice to speak, I'll continue to do so, because there's somebody out there that needs to hear the story that I have, the process and the journey that I've been on. Because whether it's shining a light, whether it's being a light, whether it's keep providing hope, inspiration, or motivation, somebody out there right now is watching and listening and going through it, and they're at rock bottom in their life. And just whatever we do throughout these platforms and we promote and we influence could change somebody's life, just like you do throughout music. You know, like you were saying, you and I was kind of speaking prior, you always kind of do a military tribute for a song. And it's little songs like that that we look forward to, and somebody's out there or listening to your music, and it's a hope and inspiration and motivation for them to keep going.
Where do you hear this new one? This new one for the military, it's probably the strongest song I can't talk about it yet, but right around Veterans Day, it'll be coming out. And it's something amazing. I love it. And I tell you what, that's what I live for. I mean, I live for God, family, country, sobriety, and music. You know, that's what I live for. That's what I do every day, is I try to wake up and be a good, positive influence in this world. And I've come to realize it's not all about me. You know what I mean? It's about the world around me and what I can do for it. You know what I mean? I want to be a good influence on my kids. I want my kids to look back at the man I am and be able to, you know, look up to their father. You know, I don't want to be the guy I used to be, because nobody could have looked up to him, you know?
Yeah.
And it really, there's no excuse to ever give up on yourself. You know, I understand everybody does it. We've all been there. But at some point, you got to realize that you're worth it.
Yeah.
You know, you're just as worth it as anybody else. No matter, if you look at a human body, we're all the same. We all may have a little bit different faces. We may, might have a different outlook. We have different levels of integrity. We have different levels of, you know, hope and love. But at some point in your life, somebody's going to show you that you're worth it. Mm-hmm. And you got to realize that, because they're only going to show you once. Mm-hmm. And if you don't see it and realize it and make a difference and make a change in your life, you may never make a change in your life. So you really need to, you know, realize when enough's enough. You've already punished yourself enough. And now you really need to go out there and help somebody else just like you, not punish themselves as much as you did. And that's the goal. The goal is to wake up one day and realize you did something to help somebody realize that they're worth it. And that's the goal, you know?
You know, it's just so amazing to hear, you know, given your family history and your name, just knowing how big the family name is, it's so humbling to know that your character and your morals are still grounded. And no matter how big your music career has been or your family's, you're still willing to lend a helping hand to those individuals that are struggling. And if there was more people like you in this world, this world would be a far better place. And it's people like you that will make a difference and make a change for everybody that's listening, because I've ran into a lot of people, you know, in the music career and this influencer world, that they get this number of following and they have the last name and they become a big artist, and they're not willing to do that. They're not willing to go against the grain. They're not willing to tell the truth. They're not willing to lend a helping hand. And it's people like you that will really make a difference.
Well, there's a lot of them just like me. You know what I mean? We've all got to make a living. We've all got to support our families. Mm-hmm. But how can we sleep at night knowing that we could have helped somebody and didn't?
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing about it. I mean, even if I only helped one person in my entire life, if every other ear shut off to me, but one person got sober and became a better man for their family, then I did my part, you know, and I'm just going to keep doing this until I die. You know what I mean? Not for just me. I don't do it for me. I do it because my family looks to me for guidance. Mm-hmm. They look to me to eat. They look to me for, you know, clothes to wear and a school to go to, nice neighborhood to live in, to feel safe, you know? I can't give them that if I'm pouring everything I got into myself, you know? I got to be a good man, not only to the world, but to myself. I got to know that I'm doing the right thing. And that's all I'm trying to do out here. And I appreciate you trying to do that too, because I'm looking at you right now through the screen and I'm seeing a good man. And I'm seeing somebody who's out there trying to help people. And I really appreciate that. And I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for your service to God and this your service to humanity, because I can tell you're a good man. And I thank you for that.
I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I really do, because I say it all the time through my platforms. You know, it doesn't matter to me the amount of followers that I have, how many videos or how many views that gets put out. I'm one video away from changing somebody's life. I'm one video away from being a light in someone's dark day. I'm one video away for providing that hope to someone that's really in need. And whether it's millions of individuals that are listening or whether it's one, like you said, you know, I'm willing to do that. I don't need the millions of followers. I don't need the millions of listeners. I need that one individual that is really struggling that can use my videos or use my sounds for a mechanism to overcome the obstacles that they encounter. And that's my ultimate goal, is just to be a light in someone's dark day. And like you said, I'll continue to do this. Whether the followers come, whether they don't, I can promise you, I will not stop what I'm doing until I'm heard around the world.
I know that's the truth, brother. I sure appreciate you, man. It's been a great little interview, man. I've had a good time with you talking. I feel like I'm in my own living room. You're sitting across the room from me. Nah.
Dude, I feel like I could talk to you for hours, but I won't take much more of your time. I know you're on tour right now, I do believe, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So let the listeners right now know. I know you got a new album coming out. We briefly talked about the song Sleeve, and just anything that you want to mention for the listeners that they can expect in the future.
Well, the title track of this album is Jekyll and Hyde, and the reason that is because it kind of encases the whole album. You know what I mean? It shows the dark side, it shows the light side, it shows the reminiscent side, the what I want in life side, the patriotic side, the love side. There's so much going on in this album that Jekyll and Hyde was the only title track I could think of that would fit. You know what I mean? It's the first single off the album. It's called Jekyll and Hyde. And it's a song about keeping your inner demons at bay. You know what I mean? In this specific video here, the dark side wins. But that's to show you what can happen if you don't keep your demons at bay. You know what I mean? We've all got that little demon on our shoulder saying, do it, do it, do it. But we got to be strong enough to say no, you know? So that's the very first thing I come out of the gate with, was that song. It's called Jekyll and Hyde. We got a video out on YouTube right now. The single is able to be streamed on all platforms. But we've got a lot happening this year. We got four more videos I've already recorded, and I'm finna go record four more in May. And so it's gonna be one after the other, and they're all important songs. And it's probably the most powerful thing I've ever been involved in. And it's probably what I'll be remembered for when I die, because this album was a gift from God, man. I feel like God blessed this whole project. I do. And I'm not trying to make a huge profit on it. I'm trying to change lives. I'm trying to make people see what's important to me and what I believe was important to humans, you know? And what's important to humans is, you know, being proud of where you come from, being a true believer in God, loving the one that you love, you know, being a good father, being a good human. That's the important part, you know? No matter what you do in your life, you got to be able to sleep at night knowing that you did something good. You know what I mean? If you see somebody who needs some help, help them. If you see somebody that, you know, even if they're lying to you about needing help, they still got to eat. Remember that. You know, they are where they're at in their life, and you got to meet them there. You know, as long as you know in your heart that you try to do good, that's the part that's important. You know what I mean? What they do with the help, that's their business. You know what I mean? Because they're where they're at in their lives. But as long as you go through your life trying to help people and trying to do the right thing, I think you're going to come out clean on the other end. And I know where I'm going when I die. And that's because I wake up, I love my family, I love my God, and I love my life. And I try to love everybody around me every chance I get. And that's just who I am.
Way, man, that gives me chills just hearing, but I appreciate your time. I won't take no more much more of it. Guys, go and listen to his music. He has new stuff on the way. He's on every streaming platform. Way Jennings, guys, we will be back next week.
Guys, that concludes this episode. If you're new here, just remember every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, you can listen to a new episode on any streaming platform such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. And if you don't want to just listen, then wait until the following day that launches on my YouTube channel at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, where you can see me interact with the people that I bring on to On Air with Mr. Griffiths.